Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM with Tienus Jansen van Rensburg, a band with blog.co.za with some rather interesting news out there. Yes, is jy honger, Tienus? We're talking about lab-grown meats. Now, it's a topic that, we heard about it before. We know that there's these things made, but there's some updates with regards to lab-grown meats. What's the latest?
Well, look, I think it's very polarizing, the subject, right? People are either very much in favor of it or they don't want to get near it.
Okay, off the bat, where do you stand?
I am very much in favor of it. I think if they can nail the taste and the texture and it's just like the meat I'm used to, I'm all for it. I think they can eventually produce it even cheaper than we do have like animals walking around in the field and we have to take to abattoirs.
I am with you because, I mean, I consume quite a bit of protein and it gets expensive if you really want to go and have meats and all those kind of things. So if there's a cheaper alternative that does the job, I'm in for it.
100%.
So long can it lekker proe.
Exactly.
But we're talking a bit more gourmet now here in this segment.
Well, yes. for those that didn't know, I mean, South Africa is also very much investing in this space. We've got a couple of companies, the one called Mzanzi Meat Company and Mokgali Meat Company out in the West Rand, that they are heavily investing in this and they've received a lot of funding to make this work. So we are kind of doing the same kind of things that they're doing overseas, but with a bit of a South African twist. As always, both of these companies are very much looking into starting lab-grown meat, but for the likes of Eland, Impala, Springbok, and all of this could be in the works very, very soon.
Lekker wildsvleis, né? Dit is nogal 'n interessante eenetjie. Okay, so obviously it's a huge biological, I'm sure, process that they go through. I mean, how complicated? I don't even know where to start because I don't understand how this works.
Essentially, it's taking a little bit of genetic material from these animals, and what they're able to do as of today, obviously there's still a lot of work to do, but as of today, they can then take this material and it can start reproducing in what they're calling kind of like a primordial soup. So they give it a lot of nutrients and all of the things that you and any other animal needs to grow and to have, you know, the meat and the bones and everything growing. They just look at the meat part, they take that genetic material and they give it the same energy and sustenance it needs to grow as well. So at the moment, you're not going to have a nice flank steak, but the meat molecules are exactly the same as they are in animals. So something like ground beef is very, very possible already.
Okay, I suppose it could be, you know, if you take a look at the grand scheme of things, a healthier alternative with regards to, if you know, we animals walking around, especially, you know, there's a big drive towards free-range meat, but, you know, it's very expensive. But, I mean, from a hormone point of view and whatever they do to meat and animals, and it could be, and I love it because it's also more humane.
Exactly. So, obviously, no animals being hurt. Even that taking that initial piece of genetic material doesn't hurt the animal. So the biggest thing is that, yes, but also the environmental impact. We know how heavy the environmental impact is for these massive cattle farms.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a lot of space that we could use for other things like growing other crops, for growing crops. And it takes a hell of a lot of water and resources to keep these animals fed and in a healthy
state
so that we can then consume them at the end of the day. So those are the two main things that they're trying to achieve with this lab-grown meat. Obviously, the cruelty towards the animals, but also environmentally, it's going to be a lot
huge,
better.
Yeah. Well, now, lab-grown venison.
I cannot wait.
Listen, for the listeners, for you out there, drop me a message on our WhatsApp line, 0829-904-904. I would love to know your opinion. Would you go for something like lab-grown meat, especially if it's venison? That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM.